I mentioned earlier on the programme that I thought I was doing a quiz on a Tuesday night and then discovered I was doing it on a Wednesday night. It sort of narked me because City are playing tonight against Celtic and I'll not see it. But I'm going to be at a much better event because it's for such a great cause and it is going to be a superb night out. Chris Souter is the man behind it. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Very well, Chris. Tell me what we're up to this evening.
Now, Frank, you've got big shoes to fill because this is the seventh year this has been running. Last year and the last couple of years we've had Johnny Hero doing the comparing. So we're looking forward to having you here tonight and hope that you really, really enjoy it.
The funny thing about Johnny is, like, he is a professional quiz man. He lives, breathes, sleeps, eats, performs quiz-type activities on his show every day. Can I fill those shoes?
Well, do you know what? I think, like, yeah, because last year, like, you know, to throw a question out last year, like, what weight does Carl Frampton fight at? And a lot of people got bantam weight, and that was actually given as the answer. I didn't take too kindly to that. Carl's a friend of mine, and I knew that he fit at super bantam weight. So I hope you're going to be that wee bit more stricter, Frank.
Oh, you want no flexibility in terms of the rules.
There's a right answer or there's a wrong. Actually, look, you know what? That's only a bit of crap because we're here. It's the business community getting together to support a great charity like the NI Hospice and Children's Hospice. It's taking a step back because it's very easy to get caught up in the business world and it's nice to take a bit of a step back and help people in need. So we're looking forward to having a great night. This is just one of many events, by the way, Frank, that Belfast Chamber runs throughout the year. And if anybody wants any more information, if they get onto the Belfast Chamber website, we have numerous other business events coming up, like our business forum, our social media network, our workshop, our business tenancy workshop. We've got so many things to do and it's worth every business in Belfast getting on board with us and actually doing something and giving back to the community.
Well, there's a golden chance here to help the hospice tonight as we aim to try and get through the U105 listeners and everyone else involved over the £1 million mark. And we really do appreciate the Chamber assisting us with this one. There are other events happening during the course of the week. I'll make reference to those shortly. But some people, when I mentioned it earlier, are wondering, can they still get a table? Are all the tables sold out tonight?
Yeah, no, we still have a few tables left. You know, we're in the Clayton Hotel and thank you to them for putting us up tonight. And it's a decent enough size room. So anybody wants to get involved, it starts tonight at between 6:30 and 6:30. If they phone Martina Connolly at Belfast Chamber on 90331399, I'll say it again, that's 90331399, or go onto the Belfast Chamber website or the social media, they'll be able to get the relevant information and we'll be able to come along. Just to give you a couple of the teams that are coming tonight, Frank, we've got 352 are coming. We've got the Bank of Ireland, we've got the Belfast One Business Improvement District, Danske Bank, Golf Now, Grant Thornton, Lunds, MKB Law. My own team Souter is going to be there, saying that I'm the only person from my business in my team tonight. I've got Bob McCoubry from Mourne Seafood, I've got Glenn Roberts from Nearda, I've got Les from Dawson, so my team Souter tonight is quite...
Les Dawson's coming?
Well, it's Les Hume, but he owns Dawson's Music in Royal Avenue. So, yes, you can call him Les Dawson tonight just for a bit of crack.
Listen, what time am I supposed to be there? Because someone told me I didn't have to write the questions. I only have to ask them.
Well, that's true. You only have to ask them. I think the thing's going to be presented there for you, Frank. You're quite,
I love it.
Quite happy. Just if you want to put your own little twist on the quiz, Frank, we will give you that go-ahead. If you want to put that little taste of spice into it and ask the odd question that maybe you think we won't know, We'll be up for it, mate. So I really, really look forward to it.
So what time is it? Eyes down and phones off.
Eyes down, phones off. We'll be in and around the 7 o'clock mark. We want to get there, have a wee bite to eat, get ourselves prepped up, and we'll be ready to go by 7 p.m.
So, lovely, John.
Honestly, anybody wants to get involved, Frank, please tell them they can contact Martina on that number or get in contact with yourselves at U105. And get a wee table there and come down and have a bit of crack and just get involved. And it's for a great cause.
It's for an excellent cause. And it's the big hotel just facing the BBC. Chris, good speaking to you, fella. See you tonight.
Frank, I look forward to it. See you then.
So it's going to be a wonderful night's crack. And if you're a quizzer and you can put together a table, get in touch and you too can be part of the fun and the fundraising tonight.